Forward by Pastor Scott Rickles, Oskell, Georgia. Letter to the Brethren. Dear Brethren, I pray all is well with you and your families. We are doing well, with many attacks from the enemy, yet still victorious. I am writing to you to report that God is exalting us and giving us the victory. The enemy is defeated, and we are pressed, yet not utterly cast down. I pray you are seeing great fruit in your lives, personally, your families, and your ministries. May God be glorified. My name is Scott Rickles, and I have been a missionary to Latin America for the last 20-plus years. I have served in Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. God has also blessed me with the opportunity to serve in India, Southeast Asia, and for a short term in Africa. While serving on the field and being in the process of developing other missionaries, I found myself in a search for a discipleship material that would allow me to impact all within my realm of influence. This led me into great prayer, as I hope it does you. One day I sought God for something that would give me power and revelation knowledge for my leadership and disciples, something that would allow me to train those on the front line. While in the kitchen of my home, I began to read a book called Grow or Die, written by Larry Chikoroff. The Holy Spirit immediately said to me, "This is it." From that time forward, I have had the honor of getting to know Larry and Carol, the authors of these great books, and the Holy Spirit-inspired writings, all founded on the precious Word of God. During that time, I have had the honor and blessing of seeing others transform from result, program, financial, and number-oriented ministries into fruit-bearing ministers and ministries. I feel compelled to share with you four levels of impact these books have had in my life and ministry that will hopefully change your life and ministry. Number one, personally. We all want revival. How can we institute this without experiencing it ourselves personally? Grow or Die sets the tone for personal revival. Become a fruit bearer. What began in my life initially was for the leadership I was training. What I did not realize was that God wanted this for me first. I began to experience God's presence at a level as never before. I challenge you to read and see how it can be applied to you personally. Remember, allow this to impact you and only you initially. The Holy Spirit is leading me to share with you that He wants to impact you and your life first, and then and only then will you be able to share with others. Number two, teach, train, and empower those we impact in ministry. Training is the key. We can talk, preach, beg, and plead, but until our disciples see direct fruit in our own lives, all is in vain. Lead by example. The goal is to release all those we have so carefully chosen and sacrificially trained for the purpose of ministry. Their goal must be to bear fruit as we have. Larry's books will help you train others how to bear fruit and avoid the pitfalls that burn out so many ministers. I recently met with an overseer for a large Pentecostal denomination, and he shared that pastors were falling away at an alarming rate. This overseer had grown tired of signing their release papers. I truly believe that it is due to the pressure for pastors and ministers to produce results. We are not created to produce results, only bear fruit. Results will naturally come from our bearing fruit and thus glorifying the Father. Let me put it this way. Every apple that an apple tree bears has within itself between 6 to 8 seeds. Each and every seed has the power to bear not more apples, but more apple trees. You run the numbers. Exponential growth through fruit bearing. The Holy Spirit has given Larry this understanding, which he shares through his books. Number three, strategically, a God-given and Spirit-inspired strategy for taking your towns, cities, countries, and even global missions. I have seen this work in multiple countries, crossing all cultural barriers. Larry and I have had the blessing of seeing fruit from other multicultural, foreign languages, and even economic diverse poor nations, as well as the affluent. This is for all walks of life. May I challenge you to see the affluent as those in need as well? It is easy to go to the gutter and overlook the upper class. Number 4. Impartation, the osmosis effect. Check this one out. My face you will see no more. This may be a stretch for you in ministry. Up to this point, we as ministers have to be present. We think that if we are not present, first and foremost, no one can receive. Nothing can be further from the truth. Jesus said, "It is expedient for you that I go away." This is my favorite and most challenging subject to you. Walk with me if you dare. Impartation is freely shared with all that dare to walk with you. Jesus spent time with many, but imparted his ministry with the few. The few that would dare walk where he walked. The few that would pay the price. This is not for all. Only those that are willing to pay the price of whatever it takes. Your life is no longer your own. One cannot train this or even ask. One can only offer as a gift to those willing to pay whatever it takes. I have seen Larry and Carol pay this price daily. I can truly say that because of time spent with them, that I have received a spiritual impartation directly due to their sacrificial lifestyle. What they write is a direct extension of what they live. There is a spiritual shadow they cast due to the anointing on their lives that will benefit you if you will but learn from them, if you will but follow their lead. Their books are your lead. Read them. Use them as a resource. Put them in the hands of your people. Preach from them. Bear fruit, bear fruit, bear fruit. Honor the King with the fruit you bear. The King of Glory must take over at this point, and each individual must answer to him. Change your world by the fruit you bear. May God bless you in all your endeavors for him. Pastor Scott Rickles, Freedom Fellowship Church, 3873 Humphreys Hill Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106.